After camping at Bear Butte on Father's Day, 60 runners began their six-day journey around the Black Hills via Box Elder, Scenic, and through the Pine Ridge Reservation. The group stayed overnight at Fort Robinson, Nebraska, before continuing on toward Lusk, Wyoming, and then across the state to Devil's Tower. Ricky Graygrass is the event coordinator.
The group started when a group of individuals came together to protect and preserve the Black Hills and keep awareness alive on the treaty with the United States government on our timber rights, our water rights, our mineral rights, and just the treaty overall.
Graygrass says over the years, the Sacred Hoop Run has evolved into a way to educate Lakota youth about their history and traditions and to help combat drug and alcohol abuse.
The youth that are running for their families. Majority of the youth that come on the run are from broken homes, affected by alcohol, drugs, meth, inhalants, pills, whatever. And so they come and pray for their families, for a better family, for mom and dad to be sober, to have their grandma and grandpa stick around a bit longer.
17-year-old Cheyenne has been part of the Sacred Hoop Run since she was 9.
We're not just running just to run, just running for a purpose, to keep the alcoholism, meth, and all the drugs off our reservations.
Ricky Graygrass says running in the recent heat has been a struggle, but the adult chaperones are keeping the runners well hydrated, and they're doing fine. The Sacred Hoop Run ends on Saturday at Bear Butte with a prayer for all those who took part and for the Lakota people. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.